Governor Tony Evers announced he's requesting the legislature to use leftover COVID-19 federal relief funds to continue a child care subsidy program, but the money will run out by early 2024. It's Monday, July 3rd. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, a Wisconsin-based nonprofit is suing a federal agency over widespread beaver dam destruction and killings. And home prices throughout the state have skyrocketed over the past decade. Reporter Joe Schultz looks into how our home sale prices compare with our neighbors. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Governor Tony Evers announced this week he would like the legislature to use leftover federal funds to continue child care counts. But Corrine Hess reports even with the funds, the safety net program will still end in January of 2024.
Child care providers and parents were excited by the news from the governor's office that federal dollars were available. But provider and advocate Corrine Hendrickson from New Glarus says she realized this is not new money.
Nothing. And that's just extremely irritating to me, honestly, that the way it was worded made it sound like there was, and it's procedural.
The Department of Children and Family Services said if the Joint Finance Committee agrees to use the federal funding, it will extend child care counts through January, but not save the pandemic-era program. Evers proposed $340 million for child care counts in his budget, but Republicans cut the funding. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than 685,000 Wisconsinites will be impacted after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. In a 6-3 decision, justices said the president did not have the authority to cancel the debt without congressional approval. The overall amount of student debt in Wisconsin has grown to $24 billion. Nicholas Hillman is the director of UW-Madison's Student Success through Applied Research Lab. He says borrowers who were behind before loan payments were paused in 2020 will be once again.
There are a lot of punitive damages that happen when borrowers don't make their payments, and especially if they go into loan default. And so that happens to people who are already economically insecure, sort of folks who are struggling to make their ends meet regardless.
Student loan payments were stopped by former President Donald Trump and continued by President Biden. They will restart in October. Superior Bioconservancy, a nonprofit in Wisconsin, is taking legal action against the USDA. As Gabby Vinnick reports, the group plans to sue over widespread beaver dam destruction and beaver killings.
The federal agency's Wildlife Division is contracted by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on a beaver management program, but Superior Bioconservancy claims that over the last 10 years, the division killed more than 28,000 beavers. President Bob Boucher called those findings egregious. He says the program violates public trust and conflicts with the DNR's mission.
They're not recognizing that this ecosystem engineer, as a keystone species, is critical for us to improve our waters, improve biodiversity, and in many ways is maybe our best ally for climate change.
The DNR declined to comment on pending litigation. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Even as the air quality across the state has improved, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says more advisories could come this summer. That's concerning some farmers and animal owners, as tiny particles in smoke from Canadian wildfires can negatively affect animals and livestock. Some research has shown those particles could impact milk production in cattle. Dr. Jennifer Gold is a large animal veterinarian with the Wisconsin Equine Clinic and Hospital in Oconomowoc. She says horses can also be impacted.
horses can be affected by it just like humans. So they can get irritation of the eyes. They can get a runny nose.
Horses and other animals with respiratory issues are also at risk from the smoke. The American Veterinary Medical Association says it's important to consult a veterinarian if animals show difficulty breathing. The median home price in Wisconsin has more than doubled over the past decade. As Joe Schultz reports, supply has failed to keep up with demand after home building slowed during the Great Recession.
Wisconsin Realtors Association data shows median home prices in the state rose from around $140,000 in May 2013 to almost $300,000 this May. A new report from UW Extension says prices have continued to climb this year. That's despite heightened mortgage rates. Stephen Deller authored the report.
The new supply of housing, or the increase of existing homes going out on the market, is actually dropping a little bit more than the decline in demand.
Since 2012, he says Wisconsin went from having the second lowest median home sale price among its neighbors to the second highest. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Bernard Langer won the U.S. Senior Open on Sunday at Century World in Stevens Point to break the PGA Tour champion's career victory record, pushing his record as the oldest winner on the 50 and over tour to 65 years, 10 months, and 5 days. The German star broke a tie with Hale Irwin for the victory mark with number 46. 7 strokes ahead on the back 9, Langer bogeyed the final 3 holes for a 1-under 70 and a 2-stroke victory. Madison natives Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly finished 2nd and 3rd. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are Mallory Chang and John Davis. Of course, you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every single weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us that rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.